From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Polls are open in Myanmar for the first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. As many as 30 million people are expected to vote today, selecting for more than 6,000 candidates for both houses of national parliament and regional assemblies. The vote could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. VOA Steve Herman is in the capital, Yangon, reporting.
I am at the Basic Education Primary School number 3 in Bahan Township. This is in an upscale neighborhood of Yangon where NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi lives, and she has just voted here. It was a scene of pandemonium. The number of voters waiting at this polling station only outnumbered by the number of the domestic and international media. A lot of yelling and shouting, everyone wanting to get a photograph of her casting her ballots at this elementary school on this very historic day in Myanmar.
Steve Herman reporting. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in a historic handshake Saturday before beginning a summit in Singapore, the first face-to-face meeting between the two sides since 1949. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists, then began the meeting. Mr. Xi spoke at the opening of the meeting. He said, "No force can pull us apart. We are one family." Ma also spoke. He says, even though this is the first meeting, we feel like old friends. Authorities in China are predicting the meeting will be a major historic milestone, while in Taiwan there are angry protesters that tried to storm the parliament in Taipei as Ma left for the meeting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia is off track on Syria. At the Reagan National Defense Forum today, Carter said Russians are not fighting Islamic State militants as they said they would, but are instead backing President Bashar al-Assad and not working for a political transition. A monitoring group said at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed today in suspected Russian airstrikes in a rebel-held town outside Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 6 children and 7 women are among the dead in Douma. The head of Egypt's investigative team says there are no definite conclusions that have been reached in spite of increasing indications that it was a bomb that brought down a Russian passenger airliner 1 week ago in the Sinai Peninsula. An unexplained noise heard in the final second of audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet has aroused intense suspicion. But Egypt's chief investigator says his team has not been able to determine what the signal is. All 224 people aboard the passenger jet were killed in the crash. New York's attorney general has opened an investigation of the Texas-based ExxonMobil on allegations that the world's largest energy company has suppressed evidence linking fossil fuels to climate change. VOA's Greg Flakus reports from Houston.
The New York investigation focuses on whether ExxonMobil failed to inform potential investors and shareholders about the danger climate change could pose, even as the company's own researchers developed evidence that the threat was real. Tracy Hester, a legal expert at the University of Houston, says New York has a major advantage in this kind of probe.
New York enjoys the unique position of actually having the New York Stock Exchange located in Manhattan. So as a result, they've got a unique jurisdictional hook, and they've got a strong state statute and the resources to pursue it. It's going to be difficult for other states to be able to invoke the same sort of contacts and jurisdiction.
ExxonMobil's vice president for communications, Ken Cohen, tweeted a response to the allegations, saying company researchers have presented their climate change findings in more than 50 scientific publications. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
American and Russian authorities are trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lessin, a former Russian cabinet minister and founder of the international media company RT, known as Russia Today, originally found dead in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. The government of Chile probing the 1973 death of Nobel laureate Pablo Neruda says it's highly probable the revered poet, diplomat, and avowed communist died as the result of third-party intervention after a coup that brought General Augusto Pinochet to power. The statement follows a report in Spanish daily El País that an Interior Ministry document on Neruda's death. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.